Hello.
Hello, this is Wendy with customer support returning your call.
Yeah, are you with, let's see, Modern Living Plans?
We handle customer support for many different companies here at our call center, but that does sound familiar. Yes, ma'am. Well, let me see if I can pull up an account for you. I want to make sure that I give you the correct information. Could I start by getting your name, please?
Sharon Craver.
Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am, I do see an account here for you, Ms. Craver. For security purposes, I do have to ask if you could verify your address, please, ma'am.
1610 North Colgate Avenue, Springfield, Missouri.
Okay, thank you.
65802.
Thank you so much. It looks like back on May the 26th, there was a survey that was completed online. After that survey, they offered an entry for a mixer, like a KitchenAid mixer.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. They also offered a membership to Bites Hub, which is a health and fitness mobile app that gives like healthy recipes and meal planning ideas to go along with that mixer.
Is that from Walmart?
It probably was a survey for Walmart, yes, ma'am, and then they offer all this after doing the survey.
Okay. I didn't agree to that.
Okay. Well, it looks like your bank or card company has already contacted us about this account, and they verified everything, and we have canceled. Excuse me. We have canceled that account, Ms. Craver, so you won't receive any further charges.
Okay. Well, I got my bill today from Capital One, and total transactions for this period was $59.89.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, no. And I seen the name on it, and I thought, I didn't use my card for that. I don't hardly use my card, period.
Okay.
But I was wondering what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, well, it was all connected to that entry for the mixer. And your bank contacted us, or Capital One contacted us on June 20th. And they went on ahead and canceled the account and placed a chargeback on that account. So, so we went on ahead and canceled it on our end.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
so it's not on my card.
Well, we canceled the account, so you would not be billed anything further. As far as the charge is concerned, you would need to consult with Capital One because they're the one that the ones doing the dispute for you. I assume that you contacted them and asked them to do a dispute. Yes, ma'am. So you'd need to ask them what the outcome of that dispute was.
Well, it says a balance that I owe is zero. New balance, zero. Minimum payment due, zero. The 18th is when it was, would have been due. But it's a zero. So I just wondered what it was. And,
right.
You know, I looked on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and everybody said it was a scam, and it is.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure what they've got out there on Facebook. I mean, it is a legitimate company that offers it, and they just offer that app as an add-on, and a customer has to accept it. So, but I certainly do apologize for any misunderstanding there, Ms. Craver. But, yeah, you can always check with Capital One to make sure that, you know, you don't owe anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they sent me a new card, and I destroyed my other one.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But I just was wondering what it was because I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was from the mixer that was offered. It was a sweepstakes entry, and you put your card number in there and sign up for that membership. So, yes, and that's where it came from.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, and sorry you had to go through all that, too.
No trouble at all, Ms. Krieger. No problem at all. We thank you so much for calling into customer support. You have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Bye.